Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Struggling state-owned chicken producer Daybreak Foods has been thrown a 74 million rand lifeline. This from its parent, the Public Investment Corporation. The move comes days after the NSPCA moved in to rescue hundreds of thousands of starving chicks and to euthanize 350,000 others. Daybreak, which employs some 3,000 people, said it was unable to pay staff and considering business rescue. The NSPCA says it wants the company prosecuted, went to court again over the weekend to compel the company to cease inhumane culling practices and to provide adequate, appropriate feed to the breeder birds at its facilities. It's also reported that board chairperson Bojani Sekgoa has resigned abruptly after securing a payout of 625,000 rand. In total, according to Daily Maverick, at least 1.44 billion rand in public funds is now at risk. It's a big week ahead from a data perspective. We'll have the first quarter employment figures, March's mining production numbers, and a review by global ratings agency S&P. The experts say unemployment is likely to have edged up. We know mining production will be well down, so hold thumbs that S&P on Friday maintains our rating outlook as positive. Further afield, trade talks between the US and China in Switzerland seem to have gone well. Both sides are reporting substantial progress after 2 days of negotiations. It's the first time the two sides have met since Trump hit China with tariffs of 145% earlier in the year. Tariffs remain in place for the time being, but a joint statement is expected later on today. Stock markets have generally reacted well to the news, and the US dollar has firmed. First, though, as we went into the weekend, the JSE All Share and Top 40 were both up 1.1%. London's FTSE up much less, just 0.25%. In New York, the Dow on Friday evening was down 0.3%, the S&P 500 just beneath flat, the Nasdaq exactly flat. However, US futures are up on the trade talks news. Tokyo this morning just above flat, Hong Kong up 0.7%, Sydney up 0.1%. And the US dollar has gained up a cent against the euro at 1.12. The rand has firmed very slightly, 18.23 to the dollar, 20.47 to the euro, 24.22 to sterling. Gold has pulled back on the trade talks reports, 3,283, platinum at 1,003, Bitcoin just under 104,000, Brent crude oil also up, now just over $64 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.